Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and you're listening to episode 456. And in today's guided meditation, you are going to be doing a walking meditation. Now, if you can't make it outside to walk, no worries. You can open a window in your meditation space and let the outdoors in, let the air in, let the cold or the heat in, whatever is happening outside, let that in. Feel it so that there's not always a barrier between you and your natural environment. And if you are outside walking, that is perfect. Now, this is the final episode in a 7-part meditation series on productivity, on how to get your big goals done. And throughout this entire meditation series, you've explored a different meditation technique each day to help you as you explore keeping yourself away from distractions and keeping yourself focused on what means most to you. So you can head back over the previous episodes for additional meditation techniques that you can do as you focus on being more productive. Well, as you get ready to do this guided walking meditation, go ahead and stop, stand still right where you are. Get ready to just tap into yourself as you transition. There may be a lot happening around you in your environment, wherever you are, as you do this walking meditation. And so just kind of let yourself settle into a meditation mode. Can close your eyes and start to relax the different areas of your body, just like you do when you sit down to meditate. Kind of wiggle your feet around there in your tennis shoes or flip-flops, whatever you're wearing. And you can flex your calves a little bit and relax them. Kind of loosen your knee joints. People have a lot of tension in their knees these days. Relax your thighs and your hips, your legs that'll be carrying you on this walk. Relax your stomach and let it hang out loosely as you walk. You might be wearing spandex if you are maybe doing some kind of fitness after you do this walking meditation. Just let your stomach hang out. Really inhale, oxygenating your entire body as you allow your stomach to hang out. You'll feel your abdomen rise upward, and you won't feel this if you suck your stomach in. When you inhale, feel your abdomen rise upward, and when you exhale, feel it sink back down. Relax your chest and your shoulders and your back. Feel your arms as they hang at your sides, and just release your hands. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your jaw and your face. Close your eyes and just feel yourself right now. How you feel. Don't put your head too far forward or too far backward. Rest it nicely on your shoulders. Our heads are actually pretty heavy. You can exert up to 70% more pressure on your back if you're leaning a little too far forward or leaning a little too far backward. So be very conscious of your posture as you walk. Beautiful. Now do a deep, long inhale through your nose, taking in your vital essence, feeling this day, this evening, whatever it is you're walking. And as you exhale, release all your tension, all that's built up over the week. It's a Saturday as I record this. Reward yourself every week with a walking meditation. Fantastic. Now take your first step and start to walk. Walk throughout your day. Now, this is a walk for awareness, not a walk for fitness. It's a walk for your emotional and spiritual fitness. Notice the air as you breathe it in. How does it feel? Cool and refreshing, or maybe a little sharp and cool, or humid and heavy. The air is so heavy today in Tampa, Florida. We are having bands of a hurricane that's offshore. It's not really affecting us, just the bands of rain we keep getting, and the air is so heavy and thick. Notice the colors around you. Are they vibrant and alive? Notice how the light plays on the colors. Or is it evening where the sun's setting and you are feeling the hush of the day? As you feel people settling down and ending their day, you feel that as you walk. When you walk in the early morning or in the evening, I love to meditate. Those are the times when I meditate. I do meditate throughout my day as well, but I always meditate in the morning or the evening or both. And that's when I can just feel such stillness, because it's when people are still sleeping, if it's early in the morning, or in the evening as they're getting ready, they're coming home from work or coming home from their busy days and they're settling down for the evening. You can feel it in the air. Even the animals, everything's calming down. Notice this. Notice what's happening around you. Maybe it's in the afternoon and there's a lot of energy out. Take in that energy, use it. Many people think that meditation is simply to be calm and relaxed. Well, my favorite way to meditate, in case you haven't noticed, if you've been with me for a while, is to feel very dynamic and energized in a calm and focused way. So if you feel kind of sleepy or sluggish after your meditation, you may not really be meditating in a way that is dynamic. So people meditate for all kinds of reasons, but when you learn how to take your energy, whether you need more energy, you might be feeling depressed or agitated, or you need less energy where you just feel a little excited and all this determination and willpower, you can funnel that into a calmed, focused way of life when you meditate. So as you meditate, take on the beautiful things you see around you. Allow that to absorb within you. However, don't so much focus on going really deeply into one feeling. So if you see something beautiful, or maybe the waves in the ocean, if you're near the ocean, are dynamic and crashing and you're just really feeling energized, just notice the energy, but don't go so far into it. Keep centered. Meditation, you want to keep very aligned and centered so that you don't feel so far pulled into one emotion, because then it's hard to come out of that emotion. And you can even feel a letdown if you even go into a joyful emotion, happiness, for example. If you get really excited and happy then afterwards you kind of feel a crash. Now, I'm not saying to not experience all your emotions. I'm just saying that when you meditate and when you're focusing on aligning yourself and tapping into yourself, take care not to go too deeply into any of your emotions. Just let them all kind of revolve around you. Just let them kind of revolve around you, but you're keeping centered. And then this is going to help you throughout your day. The reason you do this when you meditate is because then throughout your day, when you come up against those big stress triggers, you that just can wipe you out and topple you, then you're more likely to be able to pull back and go, okay, this is a little bit stressful here, or anxious or fearful, but I'm able to pull into myself and find that place that keeps me steady and strong. Very nice. Now notice how the sounds around you impact you. Again, not going into one sound. Just notice how they impact you. And see if you can pull out one sound in particular and focus on it right now. Go ahead and focus on it. Okay. Now see if you can let go of that sound and then focus on another sound. So you almost feel as though the other sounds around you, except for this one particular sound, are blocked out. Really focus on this. You get really good at this, and this helps to train your brain to focus. So focus on another sound. Now release it, and now focus on your goal, what matters most to you. Bring it to your awareness. Notice how you feel when you think of it, and focus on that wholeheartedly. Feel it with each step you take. Feel as though you're stepping into this goal. Feel it in the air you breathe around you. Feel as though you're being supported by everything around you as you focus on your goal. What you focus on influences everything around you. So take it all in. Breathe in the air. Take it all in as you focus on your goal, feeling it support you. Maybe the people you're passing on the street, if you're in a city or neighborhood or public area, feel them sending out energy wanting you to be your best. And you can send that out to them as well, supporting them and who they're wanting to be and who they're what they're trying to accomplish. When everyone is their best, we all benefit. We need you to show up fully as who you are, your best self. And when you're distracted, notice what's pulling you away from your goal. And notice where in your body you feel that. continue this walking meditation. And congratulations on completing this week's meditation series. I'm rooting for you. And continue focusing on your goal, taking in everything around you as you focus. And notice your distractions. Become very aware. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.